Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Oh, I feel like I haven't seen you in a million years.
Ho, 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 ho.
Hello, Steve Hawk. How are you?
Oh, it's over.
It's
over. I gotta go.
See you next year, buddy.
Hey, happy new year.
Yeah.
Very happy holidays.
I mean, I haven't seen you in a minute, so
yeah,
thanks
I had
for
some
coming
vacation.
In on a Tuesday.
Well, you bet. That's what I like to do. Tuesdays.
And your vacation, I don't want to fill in the blank, but it was good?
It was. I'm gonna do it again.
Oh,
yeah, you know, with Christmas and New Year's on a Wednesday, it's
very weird.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Makes for an awkward week.
It does.
Week.
Yeah. I feel like, am I wrong that the days surrounding, because of the way it is,
yep.
The days surrounding it, you feel like there's a lot of people who aren't working, clearly.
Right.
Obviously. And then you're like, well, I don't know. I shouldn't even be here. Like,
a little bit.
It's a weird thing. And of course, it's just a weekday, but I mean,
a little bit.
It is kind of a weird feeling.
I did not want, because of all the people that are not working, even though they're working, but they're not really working.
Right.
So,
right.
And working.
What I do, you know, in my profession, that kind of trickles down to me. So if I got a lot of people up ahead of me that aren't working, then I don't have a lot of stuff to do.
Sure, yeah.
So with that in mind, yeah, I decided not to take today as a vacation day because today's just kind of a, you know,
it's a little slower.
Kind of sit around and
you can do other
hang
things.
Out with you.
Oh, there you go. I'm all for that.
Yeah, that's why he's wearing his Hawaiian shirt today.
Yeah. And then I'll take Thursday and Friday off.
Okay, yeah, that's a
good
call.
Just make it a long weekend.
You got a 5-dayer.
Yeah.
That's good.
Happy New Year to me.
Yeah, for sure. New Year's traditions
none,
at the Hawk household?
None, really.
Not like we eat a certain food or we
no.
watch a certain show.
No.
Watch a certain movie.
Nothing. Mm. No, I think we will do board games on New Year's Eve. My in-laws are coming over.
Tonight?
Oh, that's right.
Wow, that realization was real.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it. I mean, that's the other thing about it being on a Wednesday. Just all of a sudden, it's New Year's Eve,
and like, it does not feel like it.
No,
and you're here, and then it's tonight, and you're like, wait,
yeah,
I feel like we usually get New Year's Eve off, which of course is not true. It's not a holiday,
right?
But it feels like the holiday.
Yeah.
Even though I'm glad we get New Year's Day off because you're going to stay up later probably and watch something or whatever.
Well, you know, and Christmas Eve is like, oh, that's a thing and you need to get geared up for Christmas.
Sure.
And you take Christmas Eve off. But yeah. On New Year's, I'm like, no.
You don't have to get geared up.
You don't have to get geared up for tomorrow. There's nothing that happens really tomorrow.
Football.
It used to be a Rose Bowl, but now yeah. That's, I don't even know that.
I think there's some bowl games on probably. I mean, I don't know
who's doing what anymore.
I
can't keep track of all that. So that would really be the only tradition that we have
okay.
for New Year's.
Yeah.
Do you always stay up to midnight or what's the situation there?
I do. I do. You know what's funny about that, producer Steve, is back in the day when satellite TV,
ooh.
They used to offer you on the West Coast an East Coast feed.
Sure.
So you could watch NBC East Coast version.
Okay.
And at 9 o'clock, I could watch the ball drop and go to bed.
Right. Be
not
like,
anymore,
that's
no.
it, I'm done.
Yeah, trick yourself.
Now
yeah.
they delay it,
no,
and it's a midnight thing,
so,
and then boo.
I mean, I guess I could find a way to watch
you
it.
You could probably
if
Google
if I really
it.
Even care.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time I ever watched the ball drop? I don't know.
A lot of hype.
Yeah, it's super hype.
How many years has Ryan Seacrest done it now? Is it 20?
I think we said
20.
It's crazy.
I think we said 15, but it might be 20.
Wow.
Or 2007? Is that what
wow.
was?
Only there was a way.
When did Dick Clark pass?
Too many questions, Steve.
All right, then. Happy New Year.
All right.
Dick
I got
Clark, 2012, passed away.
Okay.
And how long has Ryan Seacrest done it?
Oh, I didn't search the right thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
Is he still doing it, Seacrest?
He is. Yeah.
Why was I able to find it so?
Because he doesn't have anything else to do?
2005 when was he first? Okay, so yeah.
Okay, so yeah, 19 years.
And then he's going to get up and host the Today Show the next morning?
I mean, he does. I don't know what all he does. I mean, Wheel.
Yeah. He'll probably tape 4 episodes of the Wheel of Fortune on New Year's Day.
And then American Idol. And then I think he still does some radio, yeah.
Can I buy an A?
Does he still have a radio show?
I don't even know anymore.
I think he does.
Really?
And he hosts Ryan Seacrest Top 40 or whatever it is.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that's crazy.
American Top 40. Yeah.
So next time, this afternoon, tonight, when you're just sitting there eating chips with your feet up, you're just going, yep. Man, I'm really working hard. Think about that.
There's me, and then there's the Ryan Seacrests of the world.
What was your 2024 on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to put it right up there like an 8 or 9, maybe. Yeah, let's go 8 or 9.
Yeah.
8.5.
I like it, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can nitpick.
Yeah, you can always do that.
But I feel like, you know, overall.
Yeah, overall, it was up there.
What was yours, Producer Steve? This is going to be telling.
Mm-hmm. Should I say like a 9?
No, you should say whatever's in your heart.
No, I don't know. It was probably about average, so 6 or 7.
Ooh.
Wow.
And Jay?
9. I mean,
there you go.
I mean, 6 or 7.
Way to be positive.
Thank you, Steve.
Even if it was really a 3, way to throw.
I was being positive.
Was 9.
You were positive at a 6 or 7?
I guess I'll be honest.
I mean,
you told me to.
Congratulations on a C+ year. I feel like that's partially my fault.
Yeah, man. Work on it. Be better.
You're in charge of your own destiny, Steve.
Oh, man.
Gosh. Steve's like, hopefully this year we'll be all the way to a 7.5.
Happy almost New Year.
Yeah.
No, a 6 or 7's not bad.
Six or a 7?
That means 2025 has got nowhere to go but up.
I hope so. Man.
Okay. All right, fine. You want me to say 7 or 8?
I don't.
Would that make you feel better?
I asked you to be honest, and you were. I have to take you at your word.
Maybe my scale is not right.
Maybe, you know, new job, jeez, first year on the job, and he had a 6.
Wow. Well.
Well, okay.
Nope. Can't change it now.
Yep. Glad we made a positive impact on your life.
Yeah, thanks.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, my top
Your
three
top
artists.
Top 3 artists have changed.
Are. They have been for quite a while. Eric Church.
Kevin James.
This one's always hard. I don't know who's 2.
So you don't know your top 3.
Well, I don't know the order. I know who
In
they
no
are.
In no particular order.
It's Morgan Wallen and Sam Hunt.
Okay, yeah.
Those are my 3 favorites.
Mm-hmm. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot topics are hawk topics. Steve Hawk is here.
Hi, guys.
Did you guys do Christmas presents, you and your wife, exchange gifts?
Yeah, we do a few to each other.
Okay. Do you remember? Things. Do you remember what you got?
Almond Joy. I get some pistachios.
like there's an almond non-joy. The way you said that, almond joy.
Well, there's a competitor of Almond Joy, and I was trying to think of which one I got, and so I kind of stumbled on that one a little bit.
Is that your favorite candy or something?
It is one of them. Yeah, well, there's a Swedish version, or there's a European version of an Almond Joy that I like much better.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So if you eat that in the bathroom, European.
Oh, okay.
You didn't like it?
I liked it. I was waiting for a rim shot sound effect.
There it is. Bingo.
Now I can laugh.
Radio laugh. Gosh, man. Dang it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Don't apologize.
You know what? Here's something. I will gift her something that we need for the house, which is pretty lame when I say it back.
Unless she wants it.
Yeah, but she didn't ask for it.
Oh, okay.
You know, those little things that hold up the broom and the mop. And those, you just attach them to the wall.
Yeah. Little organizer thing.
Yeah. We've had one for quite some time. I think it actually came with the house when we bought it.
Okay.
And it's just gross and doesn't hold things very well. Our broom will fall down. So I got a new one.
And it's a great gift.
I gave it to her.
Now, I think it was.
But I know it may have come from somebody else, like Saint Nick.
Sure.
Sometimes when I have gifts like that, I'll say, this one's from Sam. And she's like, Sam? Like, yeah, you know, our neighbor, Sam. Oh, Sam got me? You bet.
Yeah, I see. I got you. Yeah.
That way I don't have to take any blame for something.
Right, exactly.
So then she's mad at Sam.
Yeah. Why'd you get me a vacuum? What are you trying to tell me? Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was Sam. I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, guy next door.
He thinks our house is a
pigsty. Yeah, didn't know neighbors were buying vacuum cleaners for other neighbors.
Well, I mean, what the heck?
Well, Sam's nice.
I think that was my father who said, you know, you don't give gifts that require work. Unless they're asked for. And I kind of live by that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I remember one time, I was like, I think I went in high school, and it was a friend of the family. A guy bought his wife a thing to carry firewood in from the outside.
Sure.
It was like a piece of leather with like handles on it.
Yep.
You stack some wood in there. And you just carry. So he said, here you go. It'll make it easier for you to carry firewood in when it's really cold.
Thoughtful
out.
Of him.
Yeah, she didn't think it was as thoughtful as you do.
She needs to look at it differently.
I think so.
That's all about perspective.
I have a feeling
it really is.
Look at this. I got this is my my Christmas present from my wife. See what that is?
I love that. Is a little box. Is it a keychain?
It is for my AirPods.
Oh.
And it says it's got the Vikings on there. See? Yes. And a little carabiner on there. How about that?
That is magnificent.
Now, wait, that was from your wife or to your wife?
No, it's from my wife.
Okay. I was going to be like, that'd be a weird thing to give to your wife.
It would be because, you know, she's not a big football fan. I mean, she watches a lot of football.
Right.
But. See,
she put thought into that.
She did.
Personalized because it's your favorite team.
There you go.
Love it.
Yeah. And we were like, don't really get gifts for each other anymore because we just try to do trips or, you know.
Yeah, little buy things for the house. Like mop holders.
We haven't done that, but man, I want to so bad now. Mop holder.
Well, just a bunch of small things, because I'm about quantity, not quality.
I see.
You know what? I've always been that way with the kids. Give them 17 small gifts. I don't care if they're 21 years old. Give them 17 small gifts.
No, I don't mind that at all. That's great.
From the dollar store.
Do you think Matthew McConaughey's odd?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
You got a long last name.
Hard to spell.
So there you go.
Dude, yeah.
Odd.
Yeah, very.
That's why you consider him odd? Because of his name?
That's one reason.
Also, did I ask you about counting? I think I did ask you this. I started thinking about if you count the weeks, and I always consider winter not like by, you know, it's not till December 21st. In my mind, I don't do that. Do you do that?
No.
You do like what, November or something?
Yeah, pretty much. And it has moved. It has swayed. Those months have changed.
Do you feel like it's later?
Yes.
Yeah, so now it's more like November 15th?
At least.
Okay.
I mean, we're still wearing shorts and mowing the yard in the middle of November.
I was mowing the yard, what would you be your, like, in your mind, winter starts, just generically, without...
December.
Okay, so December 1st.
Sure.
Through end of March?
February, around here.
You're only going to go December, January, February.
Yep.
So if you think of it in weeks, I'll take your dates.
Okay.
If you think of it in weeks, you have 12 weeks of winter is all in your mind.
Correct.
So if you think about it, you're like, man, we're already 4 weeks in. We only have 8 weeks of winter left. Do you ever think of it in weeks instead of months?
No.
And would it seem faster?
No.
It wouldn't?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because there's more of them?
Yes. That's that whole quantity and quality type thing in my brain, my simple brain. No, I just look at it like, we only got a couple months left.
8 weeks seems longer than 2 months, too, when you're counting it like that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking if you count weeks, sometimes it seems shorter.
Because
I think your version of winter is a little bit shorter than a lot of people's.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would at least go through March.
No.
Through March?
Through March.
You don't think...
When's St. Patrick's Day? March 17th? Mm-hmm. I think the latest that I can remember it having a good snow was at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has done that.
It has snowed.
Yeah, but it's rare.
Very rare. Yeah. So that's why I can't say through the end of March we have winter.
I like the way you're thinking, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we counted in days? Would that be better?
Now I'm lost.
There's 62 days of winter to go.
See, now that's my Valley education is checking out right there.
You're like, wait, I thought it was 2 months. No, it's 60 days.
No.
Can't be right. Yeah. Well, whatever it takes. So, because you're not really a
smart guy?
No, I was going to say that, but I mean, if you want to admit to it. You're not a winter enthusiast, as in, like, I don't.
No,
sled.
Correct. Not like I used to be. I mean, the last time I went sledding, I broke my back.
That was bad.
I haven't skied in years.
Yeah.
Kind of got priced out of some of that stuff.
So now you just tolerate it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, driving, I had a hockey son two hockey sons.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of winter driving. Hey, let's drive to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's better times of year to drive to Canada than January.
That's true.
And that was Steve Hawk advice.
The insight with Steve Hawk. There's better times to drive to Canada than January.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're making plans for the new year, maybe not Canada.
No. It's beautiful, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Once you're up there.
I know.
And you're not driving around.
Yeah. It's weird. The internet has pictures of it.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I know.
It really isn't the same.
I'm not going to drive to Canada in January.
No, but, you know, with roads like this, do it. Get
up
there and then play in the snow. Have some
fun. I'm telling you, like, we think it's not like this everywhere, even in our own state.
Correct.
Like, you go through either of the passes, any of the passes, you've got yourself.
You can find some snow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, man, we go have a happy new year.
I am going to.
And then you have a couple of days. Enjoy that.
I will definitely do that.
And I will see you next week.
I would love to be back.
All right, see you next Monday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ever get the frozen one with the mocha where they squeeze the chocolate on the inside? You ever get that one?
Yeah, I get those.
Yeah, treat yourself today.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
You deserve
it. I definitely will.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I think Kevin's butt.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I forgot that.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Oh, man. Clip of the day. Steve's clip of the day. What do you got, Steve?
Yeah, great 2024, Jay.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah. I enjoy, this is, I don't know why this is so.
Easy, use your words. Easy, use your words, Steve-o.
It's hard sometimes.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
Just like time zones and spelling. And,
yeah, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Ooh, what is that?
I like the sound of that.
That's Matthew McConaughey.
That's Matthew McConaughey.
I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that.
Who I insist is not odd.
No, he's not odd.
He's maybe a little bit different at times.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I like the sound of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's what I like about the Jay and Kevin Show.
I like the sound of that.
Anyway, back to you.
Okay. So, I don't know if I should just play this or... Mm. Well, I'll introduce it a little bit.
Okay.
It's like a guy on the street interviewing or asking a girl to do... words or phrases backwards.
Oh.
And the way that she does it is very impressive.
Okay.
So here it is.
Say Sigma backwards.
Agnes.
Competitive.
Hibitismop.
Owen.
Nuo.
Toro.
Harrot.
Chippy Chips.
Give a green hoing.
Sometime in your life, I'm too competitive.
If it ignore me in it, fill me or can you give it some
up? No. No, no, no. Stop it.
Yeah, it almost sounds like... I was going to say it sounds like a different language, but it almost sounds like she's doing, and maybe it's because of the accent.
That's crazy.
Like a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah, kind of does, yeah. That's an insane talent.
Yeah, right?
Like, obviously reading it, I would imagine, but still.
No, no.
She just randomly just...
He's saying words or phrases, and she's just doing boom, boom.
I don't even know. Here's the thing. Like, with the last one, sometimes in life I'm too competitive.
Yeah.
How would you even know if she was saying it wrong? You really wouldn't, would you?
Well, no, but it sounds great, doesn't it?
It sounds amazing, yeah.
It sounds very legit.
Can you do words backwards?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. You would have to practice that like crazy.
Right. I could maybe do... Could you do the alphabet backwards?
No. Reading it, but that's it.
Oh, okay. If you had time to practice, do you think you could do it?
I don't know that that's a skill I want to attain, but I mean, if I could, I guess it's kind of a... fun party trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if that was the thing, hey, Jay can do the alphabet backwards, go. And I just was just rapid fire. Just
yeah. All right. New Year's Eve 2025.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
This is going to be this. Wait, is this a goal? Is this a New Year resolution?
I think so. I'm setting it for you, Jay.
Learn the alphabet backwards. Okay, so I've always wanted to learn to play the guitar, so I'll do that one. I'll learn Spanish. I'll learn to do the alphabet backwards.
Uh-huh. What else you got?
I mean, that should take me through the 15th of January.
Of this year? This coming year?
Oh, I have a song for me. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A faux pas in St. Mary's. They could have maybe made him the world's largest, but he has no feet.
Yeah, that's weird. Is that because...
His legs just go into the ground.
Huh.
Kind of weird. He's a footless Paul Bunyan.
Kevin James.
Is that because Walt Worthy has all of them?
Walt Worthy has his feet. He has square feet. Steve, that's a very local joke.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Very local joke, Steve. Sorry you didn't get it. So we're here to explain them to you, so anyway.
Yeah, first I gotta ask, how many people you think got that joke?
All the people who have lived here for more than 10 years.
Is it funny?
Oh, hilariously funny.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Congrats.
I feel like that's the tagline for the Jay and Kevin Show. Is it funny?
Is it funny?
Hilariously funny.
Hilariously funny.
I'll take your word for it. Can we make billboards or something?
Yeah, let's do that.
Or stickers?
Yeah. All right, brother, what do you got?
Well, Jay, I do want to apologize.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Well, for my...
Gosh darn it, Steve.
My poor scoring earlier.
Well, oh, you mean when I asked you about your 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one?
Yeah. And I said it was like a 6 or a 7, which I thought was pretty good. Especially because last year, Kevin got mad at me when I said my 2023 was like an 8.
Well...
So I had to bring it down.
That's Kevin.
And I don't know how the scoring works here.
Well, you just honest answer.
Yeah, I get
and then
one,
not care.
I get one from one and one from
you
another.
You gotta just honestly answer and then just deal with the fallout,
with the consequences.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but I'm not gonna score it. But I am gonna say very appreciative of the 2024 that I have had, and it's mainly thanks to being here.
Oh, so. Well, mainly we love you. So there you go.
Thanks, but in all seriousness, though, it's been great, and I appreciate you and Kevin, of course. What? That was, I'm trying to be sincere. Was that not?
You know, Kevin, of course.
Well, forget it then. You know what? I'm back down to a 6, maybe a 5.
Final thoughts.
I'm trying to be real here, Jay. You're not making it easy.
You're the best, Steve. Gosh darn it! Anyway. Have you seen any previews of TV shows or movies coming out that you're like excited about?
Oh,
especially TV shows. Obviously, there's always movies, but
I mean, there's like stuff that I'm excited that's going to be coming back in the wintertime.
Okay,
but I don't know if there's anything new. Oh gosh, I did see something, but I don't remember what it was.
The two that I saw that are new series was Doc.
Oh, maybe that was one of them.
Is that the one where the lady, she's a doctor, and then she has amnesia because she was in a car accident, can't remember the last 6 years of her life or something like that, or 8 years, I think it is. That actually looks pretty good, and I know that's coming out, starts, I think, January 7th or something.
Okay. No, that wasn't it, but I did see a preview for that
Did
yesterday.
It look like it would be something you'd be interested in?
No.
No.
Okay.
Now back to a 6.
Okay. What channel is that on? Is that on?
It's a Fox show.
Okay, yeah.
What about Shifting Gears? Have you seen the previews for that one?
Which one is that?
That's the Tim Allen new sitcom.
I knew he had a new sitcom, but I don't know anything about it. What is...
I think it's just Tim Allen. Let's see. Stubborn widowed owner of a classic car restoration shop.
Okay.
Whose engaged daughter and her kids move into his house. Hilarity ensues.
So it's like Home Improvement combined with...
All the rest of the Tim Allen shows. It's just the next generation of it.
Okay.
And Sean William Scott is in it.
That's right. I did see a preview for that.
He's the son-in-law.
Yeah. What was the storyline for that TV show that he was in, that he starred in? Last Man Standing.
Oh, did you never watch that?
I saw like bits and pieces.
It was funny. It was a funny show. Okay. I enjoyed that show.
What was the storyline for that? Was it?
He was a manager of an outdoor shop.
That's right.
An outdoorsman's store.
That's right.
Yeah.
Didn't Jay Leno appear on that show?
I think he did. Yeah.
Like a regular.
Yeah, he was relatively. I mean, multiple times. I don't know how regular, but yeah, he was on it.
Okay. Because I remember seeing an episode that he was in, and I was like, this seems kind of odd.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. That was on for like 9 seasons.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I mentioned that is because I had a video show up on YouTube, like suggested for you. And it was like, the real drama behind Last Man Standing.
Oh,
really? Like, there was drama behind Last Man Standing?
Do tell.
There really wasn't. They just switched characters all the time. Like actors and actresses who played.
Oh, because his daughter changed, I think, relatively frequently. I think his older daughter, I think, was 2 or 3 actresses, maybe? I think that's probably what it was.
I don't know. There was a whole thing about that, and then they didn't think the show was going to be renewed, so.
I do remember that.
Like 2 or 3 people left to get other jobs, and then they couldn't. You know, go back because of commitments, and it's like, well, that's not really an issue. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Guess what? Was Tim Allen still on it? It was his show, so yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, there's 2 that I'm looking forward to. I know that this is the time of year where they start new series, and sometimes they last and sometimes they don't, but I'm kind of looking forward to a couple of new shows to watch.
You got any movies in mind or just TV shows?
No. I mean, my wife has been doing a good job of trying to catch up on a bunch of old movies that we've never seen, so... We've got a long list of those to go through.
Oh, like the New Year's Eve from 2011.
Absolutely. It was great.
Was it?
I enjoyed it.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Have a very happy and safe New Year, everybody. We will be back on Thursday. Looking forward to it. Steve, have a good New Year's Eve.
You as well, Jay. Enjoy your
dinner.
Whatever you want to call it. And, I'll see you in 20.
What do you call it?
Dinner.
Okay.
Happy 2024.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, goodbye.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.